Hey, Sun News time is 8:29. We continue to monitor emergency triple team traffic, starting with you, Andy.
Well, Brian, not much is going to change until they can open up more than just two lanes of I-15 as you cross 215 in Murray. It's just after 7200 South, but before you get to 5300 South. And the delays are now stretching almost all the way back to Bangor Highway. So almost 8 miles of backup to try to get through just to get to the middle of the Salt Lake Valley on I-15. Alternate routes, City Street's not terrible. Riverton, you've got some delays on Redwood Road, but Redwood improves a lot by the time you get into South Jordan and West Jordan. And State Street, a pretty good alternate, better than the freeway, Eric.
Keep in mind, you do have an accident on State Street, 5300 South. That's affecting more or less the traffic on 53rd South itself heading westbound. So if you're on State Street heading northbound, you shouldn't have any difficulty there. Right now in Utah County, no problems on I-15 as you head north from Provo and Orme through American Fork and Lehigh. Heather?
The only delays we have left southbound 15 coming from Davis County are between the North Interchange and 600 North in Salt Lake. US 89 in really good shape. Some of your city streets are getting pretty busy up in Weber County, especially at West Haven and the Ogden City streets. But overall, it's a pretty good drive now. This Friday at the Fort Union Deseret Book, meet Steve Young and get a signed copy of his new book, QB, My Life Behind the Spiral. Friday, 4 to 7, Fort Union Deseret Bookstore. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.